Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for June 2nd. Today's word is plagiary, spelled P-L-A-G-I-A-R-Y. Plagiary is a noun that, when used in an archaic sense, means one that plagiarizes. It also means, more broadly, plagiarism. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Guardian by Sarah Churchwell. When Amy Heckerling updated and reworked Emma into her 1995 film Clueless, she was not plagiarizing Jane Austen. She was creating an imaginary conversation with a classic novel. If I'd opened this piece by writing, "To steal or not to steal, that is the question," the only literary misconduct of which I would be guilty is cliché, not plagiary, to use the word's older form. Plagiarius, the Latin source of the word plagiary, literally means kidnapper. Plagiarius has its roots in the noun plagium, meaning kidnapping, and the netting of game, and ultimately in the noun plaga, meaning net. The literal sense of plagiarius was adopted into English. In the 17th and early 18th century, a kidnapper might be referred to as a plagiary, and in the legalese of the time, a kidnapping as a plagium. Plagiarius also referred to a literary thief, and that sense was lifted into the English language in the word plagiary, which can be used for one who commits literary theft, now usually referred to as a plagiarist, or the act or product of such theft, now more commonly called plagiarism. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.